This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following is a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
It's the show that goes around the horn with your Minnesota Twins, with insight from the decision makers in the dugout and in the front office. It's Inside Twins. Inside Twins is sponsored by Killebrew Root Beer, locally owned and operated. It's how memories are created and legends are made.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Happy Easter Sunday to everybody tuning in today throughout Twins territory. Welcome to the season debut, the regular season debut of our Sunday program. It is called Inside Twins, which is brought to you by Killebrew Root Beer, locally owned and operated. It's how memories are created and legends are made. I'm Corey Provis, thrilled to be back here on this Sunday with the manager of the ball club. And why not kick off our in-season show with the man himself, Rocco Baldelli, kind enough to give us his time here on this Sunday. Congratulations on a great start to the season, two games and two wins so far.
Thank you, Corey, and happy Easter to you, and happy Easter to everyone at home, too. Really nice way to get things going. We played good, tough baseball. We pitched well early in the year. Sometimes it's tough to score runs, but I like the way we've been playing.
Yeah, starting pitching, it seems, always sets the tone. And, you know, think back to last year. Twins began the season here and took all three games. The starting pitching was great then. And so far this season, two games, Pablo Lopez was fantastic. Joe Ryan was very good again yesterday, and that set the tone, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. Actually, truly amazing that we've played these opening series against this team and really pitched this well. I mean, we have a good staff and we've done our jobs well, but I think it's a combination of pitching well and also some good defense too. So, I mean, those two things have to really come together to do what we've done. But let's try to get another one today, and that'd be a great way to finish the series.
Yeah, Bailey Ober will make his season debut. Brady Singer goes for the Royals. We'll talk about Bailey, as the show moves along here in just a bit. But getting back to Joe Ryan for a moment yesterday, he was obviously working on some things in the offseason and even during spring training. He's throwing a bit, you know, harder slider. I think we saw that yesterday. But seeing guys work on things in the offseason, yes, into spring training, but then trying them out during the regular season. Did you see some of that with Joe Ryan yesterday?
I did. I think more than trying things out, he's executing things. He's going out there and actually using all the things he spent time on. I'm sure there's some things he worked on in spring training that he's scrapped or put aside because, you know, it's just not the right time to use it during the season because it's about winning right now and it's about optimizing whatever he's got, taking whatever he's got and really implementing the good stuff. Maybe shunning some other stuff. He did a really nice job. His general stuff is up right now, so that's a great positive for us. His velo's up. He's held it better. That hard slider is a very good pitch for him, and we got his typical quality command along with the stuff moving in an upward direction. So what a great way to start the year for him and piggybacking off of Pablo.
Now, speaking of velocity up, Bailey Ober also throughout spring training, his velocity was up. He's also throwing a new pitch, working in a cutter this season. What did you take away from watching Bailey in camp?
Well, yeah, overall Bailey's camp was very strong. I think you kind of nailed it with what you're saying right there. I mean, his general stuff and velo is up. He had some games where he was, I think, 94, 95 with the fastball, which was fantastic. I mean, he's got such unique delivery and the way, you know, the ball comes in, the trajectory being, you know, how big he is. He's got a lot of things going his way already. He commands the ball well. But when his stuff really starts picking up, I think that it's kind of almost like a wild card X factor for him. And you don't really know what he's capable of at that point because he's had so much success over the year at 90, 91. 93, 94 could do a lot of things.
Your experience now in the dugout, that first start for any pitcher, if that velocity is up, how much of that is adrenaline, that first outing to begin a season?
Some of it can be. I've seen that before. But also, when you look back in spring training and you see that a few of our guys have been up for most of camp, you kind of think, well, it's probably not more of a fluky thing. It's probably more of who they are at this point. So I'll be optimistic going into the next few starts for these guys that whatever they show in the first start, they'll be able to hold it.
Ober got through last season healthy. He made 26 starts with the Twins. I think he finished with around 144 big league innings, not taking into account the innings he threw as well for St. Paul. But from a physical standpoint, a guy that's had some injury trouble in his pro career, has he moved past some of that in terms of, okay, we might have to, you know, skip him once or twice and maybe work around him a little bit if need be? Has he kind of cleared some of those hurdles?
I think he's cleared, pretty much all of that out of my head, out of his head. We just monitor all of our guys. We keep a good close eye on them. Our medical staff, keeps an eye on them after their starts, what their work days look like before their next starts. So we have a plan in place, and we monitor. But Bailey's done a really nice job of taking care of his body, of preparing. There's not really very many unknowns about him at this point. He's proven himself pretty good, and he's stayed, healthy enough where I think we can just focus on him pitching.
Speaking of pitching for a second and getting away from specific guys, but collectively, through two games so far, the Twins have used only six pitchers, and that's the fewest of any team so far in baseball to begin the season. As you continue to play out a game today, off day Monday, ideally, do you want to get, some other guys in, not have them sit as long as maybe they have to?
I would love to do that, but winning the games is going to be the most important thing, and whatever the best way for us to get to a W is going to be what we're going to do. We're not going to be able to use Griffin Jacks and Brock Stewart every game, and we know that, but whatever it is that we have to do, we'll do it. I would love to get every guy in the first series at some point, get them out there. Same with all the position players. Like, that's kind of how I feel about it. Getting guys involved is important, but when your starters are going seven and the next, Joe's pitching into the sixth, they're covering a lot of innings for you in tight ball games, you're going to go to your higher leverage relievers more times than not, and that's what happened
Thursday. In that close game, you went with Stewart in the eighth, Jackson in the ninth, and then yesterday you flipped those two. So if you can, give us some insight on how you plan on using Brock and Griffin in tight games late.
Yeah, well, sometimes it's going to have to do with some matchups. Other times it has nothing to do with the matchups. And with Brock and with Griffin, they're two totally different pitchers. They're good right-handed relievers. But besides that, there's really no similarities between these two guys. So when you look up and say, it's a tie game it could be a tie game or we could take the lead. Who are we going to get hot? Griffin's a guy, pardon me for the interruption, that can get hot. You can sit him down. It's not a big deal. Brock's a guy who, if we get him hot, I'd like to get him in the game. And when I know Brock's going to get in the game, I'll get him going and we'll stick him on in there. But Griffin has been an incredibly durable, hardworking guy for us in the bullpen. He can do a lot of different things, and you don't really have to worry about him as much on the body side of things. So yesterday was a good example of just that.
I get the sense, too, from the start of the season, the way that the bullpen is set up to begin the season, that maybe outside of Brock and outside of Griffin, the bulk of your other relievers, are you going to ask them to throw more than one inning if their name is called?
Every guy in our bullpen. Virtually every guy in our bullpen is going to have to go more than one inning. I don't know if Brock's going to do that. Griffin may do that, but everyone else is going to be asked to throw two innings at some point. So that's the way we're going to approach it. That's the way we're going to have to be. We haven't had to look at it that way in the first two games because they've gone well. Our starters have pitched fairly deep into the game. They've been good, tight games, winning games. But every other type of game that you play, you're going to need guys to cover some length for you. And luckily, we built everyone up in spring training to do that. So I think we're fully prepared.
We'll take our first break on our Sunday show. When we come back, we'll shift gears and talk about the Twins' offense. Byron Buxton, Carlos Correa, both off to very strong starts to begin the season. Inside Twins, brought to you by Killebrew Root Beer, continues from Kansas City next on your home for Twins baseball. Welcome back to Inside Twins. It is brought to you by Killebrew Root Beer, locally owned and operated. It's how memories are created and legends are made. Corey Provis back with Rocco Baldelli, Twins and and the Royals coming up in just a bit. Third and final game of this series as the Twins look for the sweep offensively. Byron Buxton is off to a phenomenal start. He's smiling. He's making impactful things happen with his legs, with his swing. And I can't help but look at you now, and I see that smile kind of emerge here when I mention his name.
He's playing like the star that we know he is. I mean, he does unbelievable things when he's out there virtually every game, and we've seen that for two straight days. So what a great thing for all of us. He's worked incredibly hard to get to this point where he can contribute like this, play the game like this, and it's fun to see him flying and moving and swinging the bat, and he's great. I mean, he wins games for you with all of these things that he does, and we've seen a whole lot of it over the first 2 days.
When we brought up his name in the past, and because of the injuries that he's been dealing with, you said that we have a plan with him, that he may play two, sit one, or play a couple, maybe sit one or two. Is he playing in a way, Rock, more or less plan-free right now? Is that even on your mind?
It's just we're going to treat him like everyone else. We're going to check on him after every game. We're going to see how he's doing, how he's moving. There are going to be days where he's not in the lineup. There are going to be days where he's DHing, like today. We're going to take care of him, but he's in a good place. So, I mean, I'm not going to try to overcomplicate it. We're going to treat him like a baseball player. We got 25 other guys in this clubhouse right now, and we're going to look at him in a lot of ways like the other guys. Whatever he's capable of, that's what we're going to ask him to do.
Carlos Correa is back at shortstop today. The way that he's playing, I think we're seeing that, you know what, the foot was a big deal last year, right? With how he was playing, what he was limited, how he was limited, because that foot seems to be right. And with that's coming, outstanding play in every possible way.
Yeah, he feels like he's on a mission in some ways. And he wants to accomplish a lot of things, move past a lot of what he dealt with last year. He fought through the year for us last year and then ended up coming through in the playoffs in a lot of ways. But healthy? No, he was not healthy at any point, really. Throughout the season. This year, totally different story. Playing great defensively. His at-bats are awesome. I mean, he's also another guy. Big smile on his face when he walks in the clubhouse. I think he's just excited to be playing baseball in a healthy fashion, and he has looked fantastic.
Your catchers seem to stand out from how they played throughout spring training. Ryan Jeffers, we saw him have his best offseason, offensive season a year ago. And then Christian Vasquez, he looks to be in better shape, had a rough start, came up with some big moments yesterday with the bat and with the arm as well. How do you plan on using those two guys? I mean, it was 1A, 1B last year. Then we saw more of Jeffers right as the season played out. But where are they at right now this early in the season in terms of playing time?
Well, I feel like, again, I'm going to try to keep it simple. We're going to play him probably every other game or something right around there. RJ will find some days where he's in the DH spot, but we're not going to end up catching these guys in some sort of extraordinary fashion where, you know, one guy's catching two out of three, or we're going to, you know, really mix it up and this guy's going to catch two and then this guy's going to catch three. No, it's likely going to be a good rotation where they're both out there regularly. I think our catchers are an enormous strength for us. I think these are guys that were great for us last year. No reason why they can't be as good or even better this season for us. Most teams don't have these two viable catchers that are both really productive. So I think we have that, and we're going to take advantage of it.
For the time being, with Max Kepler day-to-day after fouling a pitch off of his leg on Thursday, Carlos Santana's back at first base today. Alex Kirilloff is going to be in the outfield. Until you get more clarity on Max's status, will Kirilloff be used more in the outfield than he will at first base?
Maybe a little more. I expect Kepler to be back fairly soon. I mean, he's a little banged up. He was limping a little bit yesterday, but he got an MRI done. There's nothing serious going on in there. It's going to basically be a pain tolerance thing, and we'll see how he's doing today and then in a couple of days. But could AK end up in the outfield a little more? Yes. I'm not going to designate AK as an outfielder at this point over being any sort of infielder. He'll probably get a little more time out there, though, while we figure this out.
Twins have a day game today, and we're taping this on the earlier side on Sunday morning, and we did this because your team is going to take batting practice on the field for a day game here on this Sunday. Batting practice for you from day one has always been optional, but it seems like at least early on you're asking the guys, and maybe it is still optional, but asking the guys that hitting is available on the field a bit more. Is that a change in anything philosophically?
Well, yeah, it actually is. One thing that we've been good at here, I think we've generally played good baseball and won a good amount of games, but we're way better at night than we are during the day. And that's a fact. Over the last 5 years, it's just something that, you know, generally speaking, it's more than just a minor trend. So what are we going to do about that? I think getting our guys outside, waking them up a little bit, getting their bodies and their minds going in some ways where we haven't before might help some of our guys. So we're going to get outside, get loose, and treat it more like our spring training schedule, which we're still basically in spring training mode body-wise, you know, being up early and things like that. So we're going to carry that on. I think it's something that could potentially help us, but it's related to a little bit related to the way we've played during the day in these 1 o'clock and 12-10 games, because that hasn't been a strength for us, and we want to make it a strength for us.
But still, it's optional. Like, you know, Byron Buxton does not hit in the field. Carlos Correa has. Now that he's healthy, is it still that the players still have the choice whether or not to do it?
Yeah, there's a difference between going out there, getting loose, getting ground balls, playing catch, and hitting BP. So anyone that wants to hit in the cage can certainly hit in the cage instead of hitting on the field. We don't set rules as far as that, but we like to get basically our whole group out there. If you're healthy enough to be out there to stretch and play catch and get some defensive work in, we're going to have you out there.
That's Rocco Baldelli. We'll take our final break, come back, and wrap up our Sunday show, Inside Twins, brought to you by Killebrew Root Beer. That'll come up next on your home for Twins baseball. Welcome back to our final segment of Inside Twins, brought to you by Killebrew Root Beer, locally owned and operated. It's how memories are created and legends are made. Corey Provis back with Rocco Baldelli. Twins and the Royals coming up shortly. It'll be Bailey Ober today for the Twins and Brady Singer on the mound for Kansas City. Thinking back to Thursday and what took place with Royce Lewis, and emotion was certainly a big part of it. The player said as much afterwards. You said as much afterwards. When that happened at that moment, the first thing that came to your mind was what when you saw Royce just kind of pull up a bit rounding second base?
Well, I can't tell you what I was thinking because I can't say that on the radio show. You know, to call it disappointing, it's obviously an understatement. You know, we're just we're going to say it that way, though, because it is true. You know, you feel for Royce, and we want to see him out there. We our fans want to see him out there. Everyone wants to see him out there. So obviously very tough. But what I actually said and what I actually was thinking, I have to keep to myself. I think
FCC.
FCC's would have a serious problem with me sharing some of that.
Do you allow yourself, maybe when you're back in the dugout, it's the third inning of game one of the season, about thinking in my mind, this looks bad, a roster move is probably going to have to happen, who that guy could be? You're in the middle of a game, your first game of the season. Does a name or two pop up in your mind at that point?
Yeah, as much as I want to say, no, we're focused on the game, and you have 1,000 thoughts during a game and in a flash, in an instant. So yeah, I mean, I started running through names again. It's not something, you know, it's something that you start thinking about. So, you know, just where everyone else is health wise, you know, just who's going to be, really available for that move. You're not sure in the moment. So you wait inside, you wait till after the game, you sit down with the guys, get on the phone with the guys, our front office, and then talk through all the different possibilities. And Austin Martin was a name that kept coming to the top. A guy that's ready for this, a guy that fits our roster right now with the situation we're in, and a guy that I think is ready to you know, play at this level and play well.
And Austin Martin made his big league debut as a pinch runner yesterday, did not get that first at bat. He will start today in center field, and hopefully we'll get that chance batting ninth in his first major league start. But why Austin? You kind of hinted there a little bit. He kind of fills some of the void that you were looking to get in a lot of different ways, some versatility and some speed.
Yeah, he does a lot of different things, and he's a guy that you can find ways, like yesterday, find ways to use in a lot of different types of games. We're going to be making a lot of moves. You know, you take Royce, who's an everyday player who stays in under all circumstances, out, and you end up putting someone in that spot every game. That spot is going to probably be moving around. You're going to be making moves with that spot. So it's just more versatility that's going to be needed when you lose a guy like Royce. We're not going to be facing very many left-handed pitchers at this moment. So, you know, you can find, you know, a guy like Austin can fit in a lot of different ways. I'll say it that way. But all that said, I think he's a guy that I'm looking forward to using. He's totally healthy. We had some other guys in camp, late in camp, that were not healthy, guys that maybe would have been possibilities for us to talk about. I think his fit was just perfect at this time.
Does he bunt much? I mean, just haven't seen him play with some injuries and where he's been at in his pro career. Is that a part of his game?
He's going to have to bunt. So, you know, if he's not totally comfortable, I think he's comfortable doing it. But if he's not, he's going to spend some time working on it. So there's not many things he won't be asked to do at this point. But he's a gamer. Like, he's got a great way about him. When he sits in front of me, every time I have a conversation with him, he's just like, I just really looking forward to playing. Like, I'm just looking for opportunities, and I just want to take advantage of those opportunities. He focuses on the right things. He knows how to prepare. He knows how to play the game. And honestly, I'm excited to see him out there in center field, because I think he can really play the position.
Is that his best position right now?
I don't know if it's his best position, but it's definitely a position that he can handle at a high level. And when we don't have Buck in center field, being able to put a guy out there who can really roam and do some positive things is important for us. And I think he's that guy.
Rock, thanks for the time here today. Appreciate the insight, and great to catch up on the Sunday show once again. Good luck today. Let's start 3-0 for the second straight year.
Thank you, Corey, and happy Easter again.
That's Rocco Baldelli. Twins and the Royals coming up in just a bit. Third and final game of this opening series of the season. Twins, of course, began 2023, taking all three here at the K. Hopefully more of the same coming up here today. It is Bailey Ober on the mound for the Twins, coming off a phenomenal season, and the sinker baller Brady Singer will oppose for the Royals. We thank you for listening to our Sunday show, Inside Twins, brought to you by Killebrew Root Beer. Stay tuned. Mark Genasi is standing by next. The pregame show, then Chris and Danny have the call for Game 3 on your home for Twins baseball.
You have been listening to Inside Twins, brought to you by Killebrew Root Beer. Locally owned and operated. It's how memories are created and legends are made.
This has been a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.